T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Officials in northern Michigan say a Southfield woman whose body was found in 3 feet of water last year died from a drug overdose. The body of Adrian Quintal was discovered about 1,000 yards from her cabin in Benzie County on December 21st after she initially went missing on October 18th. Sheriff Ted Schendel says today's medical examiner report determined that Quintal died from an overdose of methamphetamine and diazepam.
I'm not sure the family is devastated with this news because they were pretty adamant with me that she was not a per se drug user. I don't know if this was something she experimented with or, you know, we just don't know. You know, had she used drugs in the past? You know, I don't know.
Schendel says that Quintal had 5 times the lethal dose of drugs in her system, and barring additional evidence, the autopsy results have brought closure to that case.
Additional counts of criminal sexual conduct now added in a case of a man up against rape, child abuse, and sex abuse charges. He's facing dozens of those charges in a child porn investigation that started earlier this month. The Genesee County Prosecutor's Office now filing those extra counts of CSC against 43-year-old Jeremy McCullum of Oakland County, which this is outside of Clarkston. He lives in Groveland Township. And this brings the total count of charges now to 83. McCullum's son alerting police to the alleged child porn that was on his father's tablet. State police and FBI investigators, they were involved in searching computers and other items found in his home.
Tomorrow, of course, Valentine's Day, but Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is warning that sometimes... WWJ's Sandra McNeil joins us live and local with this story. Sandra.
We know that it does, Jackie, but also State Attorney General Dana Nessel says that FBI statistics show that romance scams account for the highest financial losses of all internet-related crimes. Nessel says scammers are smart. They play on your emotions to get information they need to carry out the scam or get your money. She says it's important to check the fine print on any of those dating sites because many won't take any responsibility if you're scammed. And of course, never give money out to someone you don't know. Also, Nessel says watch out for ID theft when buying those flowers and chocolate hearts, using only websites with the HTTPS address. And of course, you want to stick to shopping apps that can tell you what they do with your data and how they keep it secure. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's new evidence on how much coronavirus could be impacting the auto industry in the latest vehicle sales figures coming out of China now. Live and local latest on that is News Radio 950's Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Jason. Those numbers show that Chinese car sales fell 18% in January after the coronavirus scare hit midway through the month. Now, that means we could see even a deeper fall this month. Now, this could really hurt GM as it's one of the biggest players in China, but Ford and Fiat Chrysler are also at risk as they've been trying to use China to grow their business in that part of the world. While some auto factories in China have restarted production, those near the epicenter of the virus outbreak remain closed with no word on when they'll reopen. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, Radio 950.
Campaign 2020, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans making his pick for president.
Evans announcing his endorsement of Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign at Whittier Manor in East Village, calling him the candidate best situated to challenge the president. Evans looking beyond Bloomberg's comments as New York mayor over the controversial stop-and-frisk policy that targeted minorities.
There are going to be lots of things that you can throw rocks at people about, but I think he did what many politicians don't do, is he didn't try to obfuscate the reality of a bad policy. He just changed the policy and went forward.
Evans says he likes what Bloomberg is saying about infrastructure and his desire to create a level playing field for minorities. On Detroit's East Side, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
If you would like an historic Detroit home in pop culture history, who are you going to call? Well, how about the Detroit Land Bank? Spokesperson Alyssa Strickland says a home for sale on Virginia Park Street was the childhood home of Ray Parker Jr., the man behind the Ghostbusters theme.
Our inventory director found the address in a book about famous Detroiters and the homes that they lived in. And then we were also able to find a deed with Ray Parker Sr.'s name on it from a sale in the 1960s.
The home price is just $1,000 because Strickland says it needs a lot of TLC. Anyone buying from the land bank has to come up with an approved renovation plan and agree to live in the house or rent it out.
A bald eagle that was hit by a train late last year in Monroe is now on the road to recovery in her new home at the Detroit Zoo. Spokesperson Bonnie Van Dam says the young bald eagle was sitting on the tracks when she was hit last year. The collision fractured one of her 3-foot wings so severely that although zoo officials bandaged it up, she can no longer fly. Van Dam, though, says the eagle is settling in fine to her new home alongside the other two bald eagles there, dining on rats and mice.
She took a liking to Mr. America, which is another one of our bald eagles out there that has found sanctuary here. And they're buddies, and they sit together a lot. So the keepers have come up with the name Captain Marvel.
As for any eaglets in the future, Van Dam says it's possible.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.